Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Former President Trump is blasting the additional charges that have been filed against him in the Florida classified documents case. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says it's alleged he ordered video evidence deleted that was sought in a subpoena.
It seems to go back to that old adage, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. And the superseding document largely is about the alleged cover-up.
Well, Trump, the presidential candidate, goes to Iowa, where it's a busy weekend for all the hopefuls in the GOP race.
This weekend, you'll see the Republican candidates at the Lincoln Day Dinner. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how they actually approach Donald Trump. One thought is they do a pile on, right? And they all attack him to take down the king. The other is they simply ignore him and shift gears and focus on the actual issues.
Ashley Etienne is a Democratic strategist. How to describe the oppressive heat? This man in Washington, D.C. gives it a try.
It was like a rock hitting you in the face, and the rock was a hot rock.
Triple-digit records continue to fall in the Southwest. The heat wave that invaded the Midwest is now making life miserable in much of the East. For the fifth time in a week, there's been a crash involving a public bus or trolley in the Philadelphia area.
Officials with the transit agency SEPTA say a trolley that was not in service rolled onto the street from a depot in southwest Philadelphia. It traveled about a half mile away, slammed into an SUV, and then crashed into a house. A colonial-era property built in 1766, known as the Bluebell Inn, where George Washington would visit. The property caretaker was on the second floor and not hurt. A trolley mechanic and two people in the SUV were injured. Tim Jimenez for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Ford is recalling nearly 900,000 F-150 pickups that can come to a sudden stop. Reporter Jeff Gilbert is in Detroit with affiliate WWJ.
Ford's had nearly 300 complaints of the electric parking brakes on these pickups activating on their own at least 19 times while the vehicle was being driven. No injuries or crashes reported. The problem traced to wiring that can chafe, causing a short circuit. This involves certain 21 through 23 F-150s with single exhaust systems.
New information out today on inflation shows it eased in June. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed's favored inflation measure is something called the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. This index rose by 3% in June from a year earlier, down from 3.8% in the prior month.
Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 205. The NASDAQ is up 277. This is CBS News.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin congressman is getting plenty of criticism for his outburst at a group of teenagers at the U.S. Capitol this week. Luke Mathers has more.
Derek Van Orden represents Western Wisconsin in the U.S. House. He was giving a late-night tour of the building the other night when they came upon a group of Senate pages lying on the rotunda floor taking photos of the Capitol Dome. Van Orden scolded the teens with several profanities. Senators have some thoughts about Van Orden's outburst, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
What that congressman did was just utterly despicable. And it's even, not even worse, but compounding the injury. He doesn't even apologize to them. What the heck is the matter with him?
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is also condemning what Van Orden did. Punchbowl News tweeted a photo showing bottles of alcohol and beer cans in Van Orden's office. It was purportedly taken before Van Orden berated the pages. Van Orden suggests the alcohol was for a gathering with constituents. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
A woman from Green Bay is going to prison for killing and dismembering her boyfriend last year. A judge ruled last night that Taylor Shabusiness knew what she was doing. Her lawyers argued Shabusiness is bipolar, but doctors testified Shabusiness's behavior that day was likely drug-induced. Sentencing is scheduled for September. A woman from Cudahy is pleading not guilty to a charge that she embezzled six figures worth of money from a charity for veterans. Jimmy Koska reports.
Joni Nogay is alleged to have founded the We Run, They Fly organization, which organized fund runs meant to support Stars and Stripes honor flights. According to prosecutors, out of the $130,000 collected in donations, she allegedly diverted around $100,000 for personal use. Her next court appearance is scheduled for August 28th. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Manufacturing giant 3M is proposing a settlement over its PFAS pollution of public water supplies, but Governor Evers and Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call don't like the terms. Pete Schwabe has more.
The settlement could range between $10 and $12 billion for PFAS cleanup near 3M plants around the country. However, public water systems agreeing to the settlement do not know the true cost of the cleanup efforts before signing. Taxpayers could be responsible for the cleanup of the forever chemicals if the true cost exceeds the payout from 3M. Public water systems would be unable to sue 3M for additional cleanup money under the terms of the settlement. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
People who don't have Social Security numbers are issued a government number they can use to pay their federal taxes. It's called the Individual Taxpayer Identification Number. It's more commonly known as the ITIN. Ryan Perez is an advocate for undocumented immigrants. He's part of an effort to get the private sector to accept the ITIN in more ways.
Expanding usage would allow folks to be renting and owning stable homes, being able to bank and contribute to financial institutions, and become fully accepted community members in their neighborhoods.
Perez says if undocumented immigrants could use their ITIN more like a Social Security number, it would be good for businesses, communities, and the economy. People in Wisconsin can now find out if they can get their internet service for less or even for free. The Internet Discount Finder is a website designed to help people find low-cost internet service and discount programs. People are eligible if they're already participating in one of a number of social safety net programs. It even extends to some people living in public housing or on tribal land. The Finder is part of the work of Governor Evers' Task Force on Broadband Access. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Mad Radio WMDX, I'm Luke Mathers. Here's what you need to know in the Madison.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The search for a 43-year-old missing woman in Juneau County has entered a different phase. In an impassioned Facebook plea, Leah Stewart's aunt asked people to help look for Leah's body.
We ask that everybody notify everybody that's coming in this weekend from other areas to their property to please help search for Leah. And we realize that at this point in time, it's going to be a difficult search, and that if she's found, it's going to be a difficult thing.
Catherine Engelman said they've received a credible tip that Leah's body was dumped in the Yellow River. She's asking for anyone who's going to be in the area between the Yellow River Wildlife Area and the Buckhorn State Park to keep an eye out for a body in dark shorts and a dark shirt or overturned earth. The area is dangerous, but if you're already planning on kayaking the river or hiking in the area this weekend, keep an eye out. Don't touch anything, but notify the Juneau County Sheriff's Office immediately if you see something. Leah Stewart has been missing since the 4th of July. The verdict is in Phase 2 of the Taylor Shabusiness trial. Here's Pete Schwabe with the story.
Yesterday, the jury decided she was sane and aware of her actions during the February 2022 killing, mutilation, and sexual assault of Shad Therrien. The defense tried to argue multiple times over the last few months that she was not fit to stand trial, but the court disagreed. This means Shabusiness will be sent to prison as opposed to a secured mental health facility. She'll be back in court September 26th for sentencing.
If you would like to help during emergency situations in your community, Portage County has a training opportunity. The Emergency Services Citizens Academy will take place this fall. The academy will include basic law enforcement and fire rescue overview, along with tours with explanations of what is offered by emergency services. The class runs Thursday evenings from September 7th through November 9th, with an occasional Saturday. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
A cold front has been slowly tracking southward through the state. Last night, that front produced numerous showers and thunderstorms in northern Wisconsin. Some of those were severe, with large hail up to golf ball size, even a few stones that were near tennis ball size. Heavy rainfall was also an issue due to the showers and thunderstorms traveling over the same area. That front has settled further south. It looks like the highest risk for showers and thunderstorms today will be in the southern third of the state. Once again, those storms could be strong to severe, large hail and damaging winds the biggest concern, an isolated tornado risk, and also pockets of heavy rain. Along and ahead of the front, heat and humidity will build once again with highs in the 90s. Temps will feel much better up north. For the weekend, the front sweeps further to the south with high pressure building in. That means cooler and drier conditions and less humid across the state. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels for Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on the best team in baseball. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Atlanta tonight to face the Braves, the team with the best record in the major leagues. The last time they faced them, the crew played them tough, but lost the series 2-1. Manager Craig Counsell.
Well, it's a good team. It's a team you want to, you know, that team's going to play in October. You know, we want to earn the right to play them again.
First pitch tonight, 6:20 at Trust Park. Adrian Hauser on the mound for Milwaukee. The Brewers made a trade. They sent shortstop Johnny Severino to the Pirates for veteran first baseman Carlos Santana. He's 37 years old with 12 home runs this season, an on-base percentage of .732. College football, Brett Bielema on why he hired former Badgers defensive coordinator Jim Leonard to join his staff at Illinois.
He just had some presence and awareness on in-game moments. I'm like, hey, if you ever want to coach, you're going to be pretty good, right? And he had an incredible NFL career. He was always around the Ryan brothers in his practice, so I would kind of grill him when he'd come back and, hey, what do you guys run and how are you running it? Build up a really good relationship during his NFL career when I was head coach of Wisconsin. And then when he got into coaching, you know, we would talk quite a bit.
Wisconsin's Barry Alvarez.
You know, Jimmy, you know, should be in football. I hate to see him step back from it. You know, he played for Brett. Brett knows him.
NFL Packers training camp practices continue. Yesterday, the offense losing to the defense in competition again, so that meant push-ups after practice. Running back A.J. Dillon.
It's awesome having those competition periods, and we want that challenge. We'll start winning some of these, but yeah, they got the first two.
I asked Jordan Love if Aaron Rodgers talked about being booed by fans back in 2008 when he replaced Brett Favre.
Yeah, I mean, those are things we've talked about. You know, he kind of talked about how it was for him, and obviously Brett leaving and things like that, his transition. And obviously, you know, he said it was hard as well. It's never easy, but, you know, he kind of just put his head down and worked, made his own name for himself. And, you know, that's kind of the same thing I'm trying to do right now for myself.
Some injuries around the league. Dolphins defensive back Jalen Ramsey suffered a torn meniscus in his left knee and will miss the start of the season. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow carted off the field with a reported strained calf muscle. The Broncos' new head coach, Sean Payton, telling USA Today that Nathaniel Hackett's time as Denver's head coach last year was one of the worst by a coach in NFL history. Hackett is now the offensive coordinator for the Jets. Head coach Robert Saleh asked to comment.
Well, I'm not going to acknowledge Sean on that. He's been in the league a while. He can say whatever the hell he wants. But I kind of live by saying, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So hate away. You know, it's obviously we're doing something right if you got to talk about us when we don't play you till week four. And I'm good with it and really excited about what's going on. I think Hackett's doing a phenomenal job here. The coaching staff is doing a phenomenal job, and we're focused on us. I get it. There's a lot of external noise. There's a lot of people who are hating on us. There's a lot of people looking for us to fail. There's a lot of crows pecking at our neck. But all you can do is spread your wings, keep flying high until those crows fall off and suffocate from the inability to breathe.
That's the Jets head coach Robert Saleh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. Is someone's drinking troubling you? You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Live in the Solidarity Realty studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution. We got a little bit of a mix-up on the set today. We're changing up the vibe. We got Luke on the ones and twos today, of course. Luke, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Will. You know, just got to make sure I keep those production chops fresh. So getting a little experience in over here. Aaron is otherwise disposed. So you and I getting to be here on the big show with me on the ones and twos.
And we definitely miss you, Aaron. Looking forward to having you back on Monday. But I was able to find a replacement judge for the day. I am very excited to be joined by my friend, Anders Hanhan, the electoral strategy organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution. Anders, how are you doing on this Friday afternoon?
I'm doing great. It's Friday, so I can't complain. Happy to be on the radio today. Thank you for inviting me, guys.
Of course, it's my absolute favorite Wednesday of the week. A bit of a running joke for us is that I used to join Luke every Wednesday on air. So like we kind of would make the joke if I was on a Tuesday or a Thursday that it's a Wednesday, but of a different type of Wednesday. You know, it's still Wednesday at heart. So now every day is Wednesday. I've just ranked.
And Anders, it's always funnier when you have to explain the jokes. We know that. So that's why Will likes to explain the jokes then.
That's how you never good.
If there's one thing about a great joke, it's that it's been sufficiently explained. So it is Friday. That means it's Wisconsin headlines of the week. If you have a oh-so Wisconsin headline you would like to share with us, please give us a call, 844-967-2789. As the defending, reigning world champion of Town Call, because I won last week for the first time in a while.
Scoreboard.
I will defer. I admitted that first time in a while. I will defer to you, Mr. Luke Mathers, for the first Wisconsin headline of the week.
Yeah, folks. And if you share a Wisconsin headline with us today here on Town Call, you could enter into first individual to give us a good Wisconsin headline. You're going to win 4-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair kicking off next Thursday. So 844-967-2789. Get those phone lines ready to share your Wisconsin headlines with us here across Civic Media on Town Call. But leading off today, you know, it's not a fun one, Will. It is pretty Wisconsin, but it is not only a very Wisconsin headline, it is one of the top headlines here in the state for today, and it is this one over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about an event that took place at the U.S. Capitol earlier this week. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden curses at teen Senate pages during Capitol tour. Low-hanging fruit.
I know that was the very first one I was going to use too, and I was debating whether or not I should defer to you because I had a feeling this headline was going to come up right away.
Well, you made your decision.
And I got to sleep in that bed now. That's fair.
This is unfortunately a very Wisconsin headline. It seems to be that this is I don't know. It begs the question, is the state sending our best to Congress? And Derek Van Orden having another shouting match with teenagers, it seems to be. The story over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel continues on. The piece written up by Lawrence Andrea, freshman Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden yelled and cursed at a group of high school-age Senate pages while giving a late-night tour of the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. an action that drew a rebuke from Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. So not only was the outburst profanity-laced, and if you've read the transcript, or if you've heard it from other sources, I can't share it with you here. It's not FCC friendly.
I was just going to make that joke, Luke.
It is well laced with profanity. And so I cannot share what the outburst included. One of the Senate pages quickly wrote down after the event happened what the representative said. So it was a firsthand immediate account that night, Wednesday evening. But then Punchbowl News, one of the kind of inside the Beltway news sources, Punchbowl News, one of those outlets that sends, like, you know, the really insider information. If you're subscribing to Punchbowl, you're probably really, really well-versed into politics. And Punchbowl News shared out a photo then of some empty bottles.
I saw this.
And empty beer cans in Congressman Derek Van Orden's office. Now, the congressman is saying, well, there was a constituent gathering, and that's why the empties were there. But it seems like there may have been some alcohol-induced profanity surrounding this event then. And unfortunately, that's pretty Wisconsin.
That's very Wisconsin, Luke.
That's very Wisconsin.
The quote is bad. It's every, like, third word is something that we can't say on air. He goes on for multiple sentences, essentially reading over from a piece at Business Insider, because this story has garnered some national attention now. They used the term screamed instead of just yelled and cursed.
Tirade.
High school-aged teenagers working in the Senate as assistants. Wow, that's you hit the nail on the head, Luke, with are we sending our best? Because this is not good. Though I will note how humorous it is that in response to coverage of the late night altercation, Van Orden both confirmed that the incident occurred and issued a statement arguing that he'd been, quote, threatened with bad press, unquote, from his outburst. Then he added, go ahead, Anders.
The tweet that I have up now, actually, he released with that statement was a quote tweet of a journalist who posted a photo from outside his office with the liquor bottles that you can see if you zoom in really close. And he said, Derek Van Orden from his Twitter said, how do you say you have never been to Wisconsin without saying you've never been to Wisconsin?
Yeah, because what office place around Wisconsin doesn't have empties littered around it? No, that's a terrible – that's acting like every single workplace in our state does that, and that is not the case. So the downplaying of it by both the congressmen – we've got former Governor Scott Walker chiming in saying, that's super Wisconsin. Let's get the man some cheese curds and custard in his online defense of the congressman as well. And I it downplays a serious problem. That is Wisconsin. The verbal abuse that is on display from this tirade is something that Wisconsinites have to deal with other Wisconsinites that have that problem all the time. And so I do point this out. It is unfortunate how Wisconsin this headline is. Downplaying it is not the way that I think this should be talked about, is the way that the congressman and other Republicans are trying to do now. It's also important to point out, this isn't the first time that Derek Van Orden has got into a shouting match with teenagers.
That he once threatened that library staffer over a books display.
Yes.
A young library staffer just doing their job was threatened, screamed at, verbally assaulted by Derek Van Orden over something that they really had no control over. The library sets up its displays on its own, but this poor worker just happened to be in the line of fire of Mr. Van Orden.
Yes, and so it is something that will now be downplayed because it has received so much national attention. But it will be interesting to see who stands with the condemning of this. And who stands with Derek Van Orden trying to downplay it. And so that will be something to watch in the fallout of this story. But Will, I unfortunately had to use that one for the leadoff of most Wisconsin headline of the week this week.
No, that's fair. It needed to be. It needed to be the leadoff. I do think in addition to Van Orden, you know, trying to play the victim. He's being threatened with bad press. He added, quote, "Luckily, bad press has never bothered me. And if it's the price I pay to stand up for what's right, then so be it," unquote.
Yelling at teenagers.
For what's right?
What? What?
Forgetting the Punchbowl news that you noted, Luke, Max Cohen said that the according to Max Cohen, Van Orden, who said in his statement that the Capitol, quote, should never be treated like a frat house common room, unquote, had been heard drunkenly partying loudly with his staff into the late hours of the night before the incident occurred. So, yeah.
That's the rules for me or rules for thee and not for me. Is that what you always like to say, Will?
I love saying it, Luke. I got to tap the sign again because that's exactly it. Perfect. So my turn now. And Luke, I'm not going to fault you for taking that. That was the most necessary.
It's almost cheating.
It's almost cheating because it had to be said.
Cheating. It's so Wisconsin.
It's like the if you ever played fantasy football in the early days, whoever got the first pick and took LaDainian Tomlinson, how you're like guaranteed to win. Or if you played fantasy hockey and how they had to split Wayne Gretzky into multiple periods, you would either get like first period win, second period win, or third period win because you would automatically
win. I'm a Vikings fan. I pick Adrian Peterson over LT.
Okay, well,
that made my team kill it.
That's just wrong, Anders. But especially for the analogy I was making. But I'm going to stick with football, which is why I got into the comparison, because my first headline of the week that I wanted to jump to that I thought was the low-hanging fruit until Derek Van Orden gave us his performance is that – oh, hang on. There we go. The Green Bay Packers have acquired Foam Nation Inc., the company responsible for creating the original cheesehead per the team. Now, this is unfortunately the most relevant offseason news that we had heard from Packers camp for a couple weeks until this event came up. But it just screamed, oh, so very Wisconsin. I believe the original warehouse manufacturing site, I don't know how you would properly frame that, but was in Milwaukee, in fact, or at least the venue in Milwaukee that was the old Cheesehead factory, because I visited it 2 years ago and bought myself an official Cheesehead. I had a couple, but they, you know, after years of wear and tear, they weren't quite as in the shape that I would be proud to wear to Lambeau anymore. So I went and had to go pick up a new copy. Make sure I was ready to go for my next visit up there. But that's my top, or at least jumping off point, let's say, for headlines of the week. As Luke knows, I love to throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. So I'll be ready to go with more headlines. Anders, I know you prepared a headline for us too. Is that correct? We're going to have to get to that when we come back, but I'm excited to hear what you have in store as a first time participant.
Yeah, no, I have a headline. Of course, it's serious. It's climate related because that's my thing. Environment's my thing. So, but I'm excited to get to talk about it. You know, we've had a lot of ups and downs in these fights around pipelines and mining and extractive industries in Wisconsin. So we have a pretty good news story. Well, good news and bad news story. We can talk about it more.
Wonderful. I'm excited to have you here today, Anders. I'm excited to have you judge. I mean, we both know what the final results will be, even though Luke took LaDainian Tomlinson with the first pick. So we're going to be right back.
Does that mean that you paid the headlines. Judge? Did you already pay off the judge? Is that what you just said, that you know what the outcome is? What,
was I know this what the outcome is because my headlines are going
to
be better.
Oh, okay. Folks, you're listening to Town Call.
You pay the normal judge.
844-967-2789. Share your Wisconsin headlines with us. Earn some tickets to the state fair. Let's have some fun on this Friday afternoon. Town Call is going to be right back.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 W.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The third annual Touch a Truck event, hosted by the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, will be taking place Saturday, July 29th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. This is a free, family-friendly event with events that include trucks and vehicles of all kinds, kids' games, food booths, raffles, free vision screenings, free books, and other merchandise. Join the Historic Point Boss in their annual Who Done It event from 2 to 5 p.m. on July 29th. Written by local author Luke Conkle and performed by Historic Point Boss favorites and members of community theaters, the cost is $5 for adults and $2 for students.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 85, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tonight, lows dip down to about 60, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
672789. It's Friday, and that means it's Wisconsin Headlines of the Week. We are joined by Anders Hanhan today. And Anders, I hear you have a couple of headlines ready to go too. You're participating. You did your homework, which is more than Luke can say some Fridays, but not this Friday, Luke. You did your homework. You did your homework this Friday. I'll give you that.
I was in the hallway right before class started, scrambling and just trying to, you know, get something down on the paper so that I could turn it in. So that's Shout out to Derek Van Orden for just having this coverage.
Making your job easy.
Yeah, making my job a little bit easier then.
He makes it.
Anders, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so I have my headline comes from the Wisconsin Examiner. Tribal leaders and environmental advocates decry Enbridge appeal of Line 5 ruling. So I don't know if how many of your viewers know what's been, or listeners know what's been going on up in northern Wisconsin. There's been this back and forth for a while now between the Bad River Tribe, which is up by Ashland, Wisconsin, and Enbridge, to see whether or not Enbridge's pipeline, one, is extremely unsafe, which it verifiably is, and two, has been trespassing on Bad River land. So earlier this summer, a judge sided with the Bad River Nation partially and basically said that Enbridge has 3 years to shut down Line 5 entirely, which is something that Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, has been essentially trying to force their hand into doing for the past 3 to 4 years. And they'll need to pay $5 million in profits, which is frankly tiny when it comes to the environmental impact of some of these things, to the Bad River Tribe for trespassing. Because what that judge decided was that Enbridge has been trespassing on Bad River land for 10 years. When an agreement expired that gave Enbridge an easement to put 12 miles of pipeline on the Bad River through the Bad River Tribe, Enbridge swears they have a deal with the reservation that goes through the year 2043, not 2013. You know, what they're going to say what they're going to say to make their money, right? But I think what it comes down to at the end of the day now is the judge has left a window open for in the next 3 years Enbridge to reroute the pipeline around the reservation and continue to run it, for example, under the Straits of Mackinac, where even, you know, a boat, you know, a piece of debris could potentially puncture that tube and leak oil into the entire Great Lakes watershed. And at the end of the day, what it comes down to is it doesn't physical borders in many of these instances with the amount of lakes and rivers and that are all interconnected that we have in Wisconsin, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're moving it, this 12-mile section off of the Bad River land, because at the end of the day, when the pipeline fails, because pipelines always fail, there's no such thing as a pipeline that doesn't fail, it will continue to devastate the same water systems that have been devastated this entire time. And I know it's not funny, like Derek Van Orden being, you know, a belligerent jerk in Congress, and it's easy to laugh about that, but this issue truly, truly is important to a lot of people. It impacts the clean water of millions and millions and millions of Americans. It impacts the entire Great Lakes watershed system. And, you know, the judge, in a way, making them shut it down in 3 years is good, but it'll open the door for them to continue to operate it. And if they do continue to operate it, which seems to be Enbridge's goal, they're confident they can build the reroute within a year of getting the permits from the state of Wisconsin, it would continue to be catastrophic for the environment, even though you might get the minor win of them having to move it off the physical boundary of the Bad River Reservation.
No, you're exactly right, Anders. This is incredibly, incredibly important. I think that, you know, one thing, if there's one thing that's so Wisconsin in the sense that our pristine natural wildlife and natural ecosystems is second to none in the United States. You know, people seek out Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin in particular, as one of the last refuges of you know, untouched wilderness. The fishing up there is incredible. Just the ability to go out in nature and really experience what the world was like before the Industrial Revolution and the Technological Revolution. Wisconsin is so, so unique in that regard. And we really need to be doing all we can to protect what's left of our natural environment. I think the quote, there was a quote I was reading from an Earth Justice attorney representing the band. She notes that Enbridge's appeal, like their proposal to reroute the pipeline, is simply a misguided attempt to keep the oil and their profits flowing at the expense of the band and everyone else who relies on the Great Lakes. Hundreds of wetlands exactly. and waterways in this unique ecosystem would be impacted by the reroute project, which only moves the threat of an oil spill further upstream from its current path. The only serious solution is to shut down and decommission Line 5. They're simply moving the problem elsewhere.
Well, that's 100% true. And I think the number one misconception that Enbridge is so good at greenwashing this message and hammering this message to rural people that live in these rural communities that aren't super educated on the issue. They are really good at playing the smoke and mirrors game, because at the end of the day, what it is it's a Canadian corporation running a pipeline from a Canadian tar sand site in Alberta through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and then ending back in Canada. Their number one misconception is that this oil is what could make Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan energy independent, when at the end of the day, this oil starts in Canada and it ends in Canada.
There's no benefit to us, but we're taking all the risk of the pipeline failing. Our environment is the one that will be destroyed.
Meanwhile, you know, there's always been this jobs argument with this too. And it was the same thing when we were looking at Line 3 back in 2020 and 2021 in Minnesota, is that this jobs argument. They're also very good at greenwashing this. You know, we'll give you union good paying jobs in communities where they've really been devastated, especially since the pandemic, as cost of living has skyrocketed. And of course, wages have remained stagnant. But at the end of the day, constructing a pipeline takes, they admit it themselves, less than a year. You know, if we're looking for stable jobs for these people to support their communities and their families and the small economies in northern Wisconsin, short-term jobs like this aren't going to do us any good. What we need to be doing is we need to be training those workers that are coming out of mining and extractive industries on how to implement a green and renewable power grid. The fastest growing job in the country, aside from elder care, is solar panel installation and maintenance, believe it or not.
That is an excellent headline, Anders. We might have to bring you back for future headlines as long as you vote on my behalf at the end of the show, of course.
Again, trying to work the ref.
That is a prerequisite.
To work the ref as any opportunity you get.
Hey, go watch Kobe Bryant play. All right, he's been he was a master of this. You're just
don't invoke Kobe's name in reference to yourself. Do you think you're Kobe Bryant? What?
I'm trying to emulate the way that he just casually would work an official throughout the course of a game. You're just giving him a little whisper here that hey, he fouled me on that upreach. Watch for the hand reach, all that kind of stuff. But Anders, also, I think you think a little
too highly of yourself, Will.
No comment. I also have to note that the fine of about, what was it? No more than $5 million, right?
$5 million.
Nothing if they've been trespassing for north of 10 years, making hundreds of millions of dollars off of this. It's the old analogy about the recall, right? It's just the price of doing business.
Can I tell you, in the perspective of that $5 million, what Enbridge's annual gross profit was last year?
Yes.
Almost $16 billion.
So it's literally less than pennies. It's not even worth them bending down to pick it up. It's just the price of doing business.
$16 billion, which is a 9% increase from the year before, and they've seen a $4 billion a year increase in profits just since the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. At the expense of us and our waterways and our environment. So excellent headline, Anders. We're gonna go back to Luke for number two on the day. Luke, what is your second headline of the
week? So my second one, in the similar vein as your first one, leaning into the football, but also just a very, very Wisconsin thing for some of us UW grads, and maybe you'll be able to suss it out. But the headline is, Jim Leonard has a new role with a Wisconsin football rival. And a lot of Badgers, when they graduate, they leave. And obviously, Jim Leonard he graduated a while ago. But he left as his role with UW last year after we hired Luke Fickell as the Wisconsin football program. Found a new head coach that was not Jim Leonard. The question would be, where does he go? And a lot of Badgers, when they're done with their time at UW, go to Illinois. Typically Chicago, but Jim Leonard going to be a little bit different going to Champaign, because he is going to be part of the Fighting Illini now as a defensive analyst. So it's a pretty Wisconsin vibe of a headline, Will, because Badgers, they tend to go down to Chicago or elsewhere in Illinois. And that's what Jim Leonard's doing, we found out this week.
As our resident Badger, I'm going to have to take your word for it because I would not have known otherwise. So I'll defer to your expertise in that regard and say, okay, sure. A lot of Badgers are heading down to Chicago.
See, now I have to explain the joke and it's just not as funny, I guess.
Maybe I set you up for that. Maybe I did know that, but wanted you to have to explain the joke. I'll never reveal my secrets.
Fair enough.
But with my second headline of the week, I'm actually going to learn from something Anders mentioned earlier, which was basically, you know, he's obviously from Minnesota. He's a bit of a Vikings fan. He was a little disappointed that I led with a Packers headline, but of course I'm going to lead with a Packers headline. So now I'm going to defer to a headline that's more related to what Anders wants to talk about. Reading from PBSWisconsin.org, call other state attorneys. Attorney generals oppose settlement with 3M over PFAS pollution. 22 attorneys general want a federal court to reject a $10.3 billion deal between a manufacturer and attorneys representing hundreds of communities that have sued the company over PFAS in drinking water. Now, I believe 3M is a Minnesota-based company as well, is it not?
That's correct. St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul, Minnesota. So, get your PFAS out of our environment, please, Anders. We would like to protect this pristine Wisconsin wilderness. And it's kind of gross, I think, that so little has been done about these forever chemicals. Remember, they don't degrade naturally in the environment. They've been linked to a variety of health problems, including liver and immune system damage and some cancers. And they have had essentially free reign for the past 15 to 20 years.
And Will, why I agree with you on all of that. Is that a very Wisconsin headline if 21 other attorneys general are also signing on to it? I feel like that it's an important headline. I feel like you're trying to work the ref and go into a subject that he cares clearly deeply about. But is that a super Wisconsin headline if there's 21 other states joining in on it? Just throwing it out there. Just asking questions.
I would say cry more, Luke, would be my response to that. Cry more, Luke.
Okay, Will. All right. I just had a point of inquiry. That was all. I wanted to find out how Wisconsin it was. But yes, PFAS contamination, very, again, an unfortunate Wisconsin story, but very widespread throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a widespread Wisconsin story, and I would argue maybe not to pick a side here, but
working the ref's works. Is that what you're about to say, Anders?
Governor Evers just committed some money to PFAS remediation, woefully inadequate and incredibly minuscule to the degree of the problem. But I mean, maybe you can tie it to Wisconsin there.
Well, it's $125 million in the upcoming biennial budget for PFAS mitigation, as you alluded to. That was the first time that Republicans in the state legislature put any money behind any form of being able to clean up PFAS. So we are starting to see some compromise there when it comes to what's going on with PFAS here in the state. But I just don't know if this headline's all that the most Wisconsin headline of the week. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Tell that to PBSWisconsin.org, Mr. Mathers.
Folks, you're listening to Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. We are joined by Anders Hanhan here on Town Call on this Friday afternoon. If you want to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. If you submit your Wisconsin headline of the week, you can win some tickets to the state fair. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Saturday, August 5th is now.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 85 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered storms. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows level off around 60, overcast. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For 967-2789, it's Friday. It's Wisconsin Headlines of the Week. We're joined by Anders Hanhan. And Anders, I hear you have a second headline ready. You definitely did your homework this week. Let's hear your second headline of the week.
Yeah, of course. And this one comes courtesy of my organization on Twitter. So if you're looking for a good progressive news feed online, at Our Wisconsin Rev is a great place to be. And thanks to our lovely social media staff, I have this WPR article. Wisconsin restaurant owner owes more than $270,000 in employee back pay and violated child labor laws. Now, this is the restaurant Casa Tequila, which has locations in Pewaukee, West Bend, Waukesha, and Hartford, has violated the Fair Labor Standards Act, minimum wage, record keeping, and child labor provisions, including some of the following things. Operating an invalid tip pool where they were giving the tips to employees that were not tipped employees. Failing to pay overtime repeatedly, employing children of ages 14 and 15 past 9 p.m. for more than 8 hours in West Bend and Waukesha, and failing to display Fair Labor Standards Act posters with, you know, like with all the information about these are your rights. So when you're paying people less than minimum wage, essentially, even after their tipped wage, and you're not even providing them with the information, then that's illegal. That is double illegal, and this is
that a new term? Is that a new term? Double illegal? Just
I, you know, there's too much double illegal going on in Wisconsin, you know. So, but these violations impacted over 100 employees. The company has only been fined $2,300 for its child labor violations, but is required to pay, as the headline stated, almost $300,000 in back pay. And I don't know, man, if there's a headline that's more Wisconsin right now than, you know, violating basic labor laws and, you know, child labor and paying people just
I thought Iowa was leading in that, though. That almost feels like a most Iowa. It's a Wisconsin feature of Iowa labor laws.
Remember, child labor laws are coming to the forefront across the nation recently.
And the meat the meat packing plant that had workers in, I believe, Kansas or Missouri and Iowa, that meat packing cleaning operation based here in southwestern Wisconsin, I believe.
Well, and Arkansas just put into a law weakening child labor restrictions in the state too. So I don't understand what this whole obsession is with, like, seemingly an issue that was decided like 100 years ago.
14-year-olds don't want to work anymore, Anders. 14-year-olds don't want to work.
Shouldn't be working 8-hour days past 9 p.m. when you know they have to go to middle school in the morning. You know, seems like a no-brainer, but you know, this is a state that's led by lovely ethical models of ethical business, like Robin Voss and his lovely rental monopolies all across the state are setting a great example for people.
And another, to take it a step further, Anders, remember a 16-year-old boy was killed in an accident at a Wisconsin sawmill a few weeks ago. And remember that Wisconsin Republicans have been backing a proposal to allow children as young as 14 to serve alcohol in bars and restaurants. So this is an issue that will be coming to the forefront in the very near future. Wage theft in particular, minimum wage violations in the U.S. Yep. last year, $23 billion. Overtime violations, $8.8 billion.
That's just absurd too, being that our state minimum wage hasn't changed since the federal government did changed it to $7.25 an hour
in 2009.
In most places in the state, which in most areas of the state, the living wage is at least $15 an hour. In many bigger areas, it's well over $20 to $25 an hour. So when you're committing wage theft and the minimum wage is already, in many cases, less than a third of the cost of living, like, it's just,
I want to throw some numbers out there for you too, Anders.
You can talk about Minnesota all you want. But, you know, our minimum wage is going to be up at 15 within the next few years. Right now, we're at almost 13, still not matching the cost of living, of course. And Senator Sanders just today introduced a bill to raise the federal minimum wage to $17 an hour, which is a very, very important issue. And I would argue even 17 is inadequate in most parts of the country.
Here's some numbers for you too, Anders. When people talk theft and crime, right? Other types of theft, larceny in the United States per year, about $5.3 billion. Burglary, $4.1 billion. Auto theft, $3.8 billion. Well, wage theft, off the clock violations are $3.2 billion alone. Rest break violations, $4 billion. And as I just noted, overtime violations at $8.8 billion is more than all those other types of theft. Minimum wage violations at $23.2 billion is more than all of those types of theft combined. So we got a little bit of time left here. We're gonna go quick rapid fire, Luke, to throw our last couple headlines out there. I got one from Wisconsin Public Radio.
Okay. Two in a row for you? Okay, that works. All right.
My apologies. Well, I'm not gonna get into the details. I just loved hearing it. Wisconsin joins USDA partnership tackling lack of competition in agriculture. Food industry. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined a group of state attorney general.
I thought you weren't getting into the piece.
Working with federal officials on anti-competitive practices in agriculture. That's it. Just reading the headline.
Just a little bit.
My final submission
for Anders to consider this week from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee was the top market in viewership for World Cup match between U.S. women's national team and the Netherlands. Nobody has World Cup fever like Milwaukee has World Cup fever. That piece by Drake Bentley over at the Milwaukee Journal.
That's a great headline too, Luke. Did you see, I'm not submitting this, but I saw a funny image on Twitter of people that were leaving the EAA filling their carts with like Spotted Cow and Moon Man and like all the different new Glarus beers. And I was like, that's very Wisconsin too. So Anders, who had the best Wisconsin headlines of the week?
No, that doesn't count. That's not open for consideration.
Strike that from the record, please.
You should have used that, though, because that's not a bad story.
It wasn't a headline. Up in Appleton, wasn't a headline.
I've been stuck in EAA traffic all week, so that would have hit me home. It seemed like the easy answer, and I really do like the U.S.-Netherlands story because that is really awesome, and soccer is not valued enough in this country, but I have to give it to Luke on the first story with Derek Van Orden. I can't imagine a more Wisconsin story than a belligerently drunk congressman harassing teenagers.
Allegedly.
That's about
allegedly.
Wisconsin as it gets.
We don't know for certain if he was drunk or not, but there were empty bottles.
Allegedly.
Let's throw it out there.
Folks, there were clues littered around the floor of his office.
This has been Town Call. Appreciate you, Anders, for joining us. If you missed any portion of the show, check out the podcast. Town Call will be back on Monday, 12:15. Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.
It doesn't hurt, feels good.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.